What is up?
What up, what up?
You're for the delay?
No, you're good. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Yoga. Two Gun will be on momentarily, and we are the Troublemakers.
Oh, and that's Red, too. I'm sorry.
No,
Lord.
I'm not really here. Just forget your own rapper.
Right?
Oh, hell, man. It's been a day, y'all. It's been a day. Shit.
A day, nigga. It's been a week and it's Wednesday.
Oh, you're right.
Word. Right there.
Yep. What up? It's been a week and it's Wednesday. Well, my homeboy at work, he says that it's Finagle Day. Because his ass is an alien. It was just confirmed today. So he doesn't really have like real days of the week because motherfucker is not from here.
Gotcha.
Wow.
You said somebody was an alien?
I reached for that one. I ain't gonna lie, I reached for that one. But yeah, that motherfucker confirmed the aliens are real. Did y'all see that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is it
the drivers of the crash?
Ain't on TMZ. I ain't seen no pictures. They ain't real to me.
That's what I said. I ain't seen no pictures yet, so.
I mean, but you have to believe that the shit's real. There's no way that we in this big-ass universe by ourselves.
Well, of course. And other people might think it's a dome that we're in. A whole fabricated dome.
Flat Earth, right?
Yep. I believe that the shit that you see on those little Marvel movies and shit, I believe that that shit's real for the exception of superheroes.
Let me ask you.
Wait, go ahead. Yes, sir.
So, do y'all believe in alternate universes?
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
And let me explain why. So, I have deja vu moments all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So, literally, we were on it was me, my parents, and my son, Aiden. We were on our way to a plane, you know, to head to New York. And I'm like, wow, this is a big deja vu moment. And this guy right behind me is just like, yeah, man, you know, deja vu is nothing but an alternate universe, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sat next to me on the plane, and the whole time he sat there and talked about alternate universes and parallel universes to the point where it almost made sense. And I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm. Damn. That was a conversation. That's how that nigga interrupted you on the plane?
Pretty much.
Man, you must have been on Spirit Airlines.
Nah, I was on where we fly. American Airlines.
I don't like American anyway.
Nah, but you know what's so degrading about American Airlines?
Who's that?
Because, you know, I sit in coach, right? When you go by first class and everything, and everybody has their drinks and everything, looking at you like you a fucking peasant and shit, and then they close that curtain.
They got their blankets, they got pillows, they got that drinks in hand and shit. I'm like, man, if you don't get your ass.
And then, no, I think the most degrading part is when they close that curtain.
I want to go to
an alternate universe where niggas run the planet.
Wait, word. No, do tell, Two Gun.
Word. I want to see what that's like.
I honestly do believe that, I mean, obviously the universe is too damn big for us to be the only working inhabitants. I do believe in alternate universes. I believe there's an alternate universe where Jay-Z is broke. There's an alternate universe where, I may be like the president or some shit. You know what I mean? Like who knows what's out there? I also do believe that some of these inhabitants have found their way here and they're just masking themselves as like other people.
Oh shit, let me go off and tell something else also. And again, this made sense. So the dude on the plane was talking to me about Mandela effects, right?
Mm.
And he was just like, you know, the reason why we remember certain things that quote unquote don't exist here is because from where we're really from, these things exist.
Well, see, that Mandela effect shit is bullshit. That's just people not remembering shit.
Nah, but who's to say that we actually remember it as a certain way, though?
because I know for a fact Mandela didn't die in the '90s.
Well, we all know that.
Right.
But who's to say in the alternate universe he did?
Maybe he did, but that's just that. I think the Mandela effect was created by, I'm gonna be racist again. Some white people.
Yeah. No. Colonizers.
Yo, we had a Mandela effect today.
What?
I said in group chat, "Hey, yo, should we care that Sinead O'Connor died or nah?" And Red was just like, "Damn, I thought she was already dead."
Maybe she was just dead to me.
Probably. Like, I clearly remember when Mandela got out of jail, and you know,
yeah,
I went
a big deal.
Man, they had a whole song about the shit.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Frankie Beverly and Maze made a song about it and everything.
It was another song that I can't find on YouTube anywhere. It was like, I want to say it was Tracy Spencer or some girl, but I can't find that shit.
See, that's the Mandela effect. You found it on your old planet, but you can't find it on this one.
I mean, because I don't know the name of the song, and I don't know who really sang it.
Ain't nobody sang shit for me when I got out of jail.
I mean, hell you no. Wasn't in there like 27 years, though.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, was Mace popping? I mean, the Mace pause. Did Mace come back out with the goddamn with that song when you got out of jail? Welcome back.
Actually, I remember when I got out of jail. I got home.
And when you got out of jail, it was the Onyx version.
No, when I got out of jail and I got home, I remember the first CD that I played, ironically enough, was The Understanding by Memphis Bleek.
Like, oh, this was your first time in jail.
Damn, Daniel. You gonna get my whole criminal record?
Yeah. My bad, y'all.
I mean, as a black man, unless you was like in the military for a long time, a nigga don't get arrested for something stupid.
That's true.
Motherfucker in the military gets arrested too, trust me.
Yeah, but you know, you would usually be a little bit more on point and you're not just, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be out here driving with no suspended license in the military. That's I hope not.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, them motherfuckers do it. They do.
I'm sure they do. But you know, y'all might get them a little bit more lenience than just a regular nigga driving a suspended license.
You know what I would say? I would say that once you find out that you're a military person, that the cadence of the situation changes, like the police officer kind of acts a little bit more relaxed.
And most of the time. More shit.
But until that, but when that video came out last year, that military officer got pulled over in Virginia.
You talking about the nigga in the Tahoe?
Yeah.
I can't even
assume that anymore. But nah, like,
well, that was Virginia. They, you know, them, you know, they probably was active KKK members.
A good old boy state.
Yeah.
It's good old boy until you get to Nova. Like Nova is like that's like Northern Virginia. That's where the DC area is. There's too many niggas in DC to be acting like that.
This is Nelson Mandela.
Another thing I was gonna say about that whole alternate universe, but other life forms out there and shit. Y'all think motherfucking Hiroshima and Nagasaki was a goddamn atomic bomb? Hell no, yeah. It was Goku flying through the sky.
That's what it was.
Knocking niggas out. Boom.
That was Goku fighting One Punch Man.
Listen. Dude, like, the reason why we bring this shit up, I think that if there's anything that's like real life that could be fictional, have you ever seen what's that shit, Secret Invasion on Marvel?
That shit is so boring, though.
It's boring as fuck. But I feel like if there was anything that was happening in real life, it's really aliens who are here. Not to cause any trouble, but taking out life form just because where they come from, like maybe bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, and they came here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Because whenever you said that, I was like, "Oh, you talking about some scrolls?"
Yeah, the Skrulls. Yeah, with the motherfucking Skrulls.
Listen, do y'all know how I know there's alien life forms out there?
How do you know?
Because who the fuck is keeping Dairy Queen open?
Wow. What you mean? Don't do Dairy Queen like that. Come on now.
I don't want to. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it.
Go ahead and say it.
But y'all know it's them white folks. Come on now.
Don't get me wrong. Look, my son works at Dairy Queen and he loves it, but Dairy Queen is fucking disgusting.
Like, look here, Dairy Queen in the desert, man. I'm telling you.
Listen, Dairy Queen don't even have beef as burger meat. They be using camel and fucking all these other shit.
They don't have that over in the desert either. Yeah,
I'm convinced.
You think you getting the burger? Hell no.
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm convinced that burger meat is squirrel or something.
Hey, wasn't there that big conspiracy that the new Michael Jackson was an alien? They made an episode of fucking Black Dynamite about that shit. Right?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Oh, you trying to say white Michael Jackson was an alien?
Yeah.
Which white one?
He got two different versions now.
Cause you know Mike been white since 87, so.
Right, the bad era or the You're Not Alone era.
You know, that's like four versions. You got the bad era where he was still kind of, all right, Mike, you look all right. You can start with the surgery.
Right.
Then you had the molestation era.
Talk about the
Daniels era. I'm talking post bad, like in between bad and You Are Not Alone.
Yeah, that's the molestation era.
The dangerous era.
The dangerous era. That Michael Jackson right there is a goddamn.
They took pictures of my penis and my buttocks.
It was very embarrassing.
Michael Jackson been doing too damn good. They had to find something to get his ass in trouble.
The Jesus juice, Michael Jackson.
The Jesus juice, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Listen, the only reason why I believe that Michael Jackson might be an alien is like every single, like you see early interviews leading up to that point, right? And all those early interviews leading up to that point, Michael Jackson has like cohesive answers. And like he may not like some of the people that he's like interviewing and he's very honest. But like when he started doing that interview during that time, it's just like nothing was making sense.
That's called drug use.
So was he on the drugs at that time?
Man, Michael been on drugs since that his hair got burnt.
Yeah, I was about to say after the Pepsi commercials when he started taking oxys.
Man, then he, you know, he graduated, had that shit getting injected and shit.
No, that's just a Somerset and two shit.
So was that shit he was taking Demerol?
Do we blame Brad Murray for his death then?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I blame whoever hired that man to go get him, and I believe it's got to be something to do with goddamn Disney or something like that. He was trying to buy a catalog. I can't remember what catalog it was.
He owned catalogs.
He owned half of Sony.
He was trying to buy. I can't remember what it was. I have to look it up. He was trying to buy something. It was like, oh my god. I had to look it up, brother.
And you see what happened to Prince right after he purchased Warner Brothers catalog?
That's what it was. That was Prince.
Yeah, because Prince owned Warner Brothers catalog for about 2 weeks.
Yes. And yes, then sir. Yes, sir.
Healthy as a fucking mule before he purchased Warner Brothers.
All of a sudden, the nigga got sick. Mm.
Right.
The world's full of conspiracies, man.
What happened when he died? But here's the thing. What happened when Bill Cosby was about to purchase NBC?
Allegations.
All these people from the 70s, 40 plus years later. Oh, yo, he touched me.
He did this, he did that, and this. Oh, come on with that bullshit, man.
Hit me with that Spanish fly.
you weren't saying shit for 40 plus years. And if you remember his delegate, when he got sentenced, it was in and out. They deliberated for what, less than 30 minutes?
That was that whole Me Too movement era.
Yeah, the Me Too movement era. Yo, did you see the bitch that started that shit?
Yeah, the basketball player.
Yo, that bitch was ugly as sin.
I mean,
seriously, if you look at
he was like, I mean.
I'm gonna leave my comment to myself.
No, go ahead and say it now.
Nah, I'm good. No,
because you know who she looked like?
Who?
Sam Perkins.
Let me Google this shit.
You talking about the white lady?
No, not the white lady. The black lady that started the Me Too movement.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember what that one looked like.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find you a picture and send this shit to you.
Oh, oh yeah.
You see her?
Burke. Yeah. Damn, she's definitely an alien.
She definitely one of them scrolls.
Yeah, she one of them scrolls.
She's got a picture of this bitch.
She definitely. Y'all killing me with this, man.
No. You trying to tell me something? You trying to tell me that somebody sat there and tried to sexually harass her?
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Man,
hey, Jigga said it, man. You only love when you dick hard. But like,
All right, Gunner, I sent you the picture. It should be your way in a minute.
Ugly people come in this world somehow.
Shout out to this lady. But she definitely like one of them rock monsters from Zelda.
She like what?
She like one of the rock monsters from Zelda. I ain't gonna
lie. Wow.
Yo, Gunner, you got the picture yet?
Wow. No, I know what this bitch look like. Hold on. Uh-oh.
Is that the topic?
Uh-oh. Y'all never science?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when she turned the older brother into like a glob of shit or something?
Yeah.
That's what she looked. Or she look like some type of amphibian something.
Yo, you know what?
That bitch look like Mondo Gecko
Turtles. I'm going to segue into the next subject while we're on this.
But hold on. Like, she really called me too? Because this bitch like she can fight.
Man.
No, but speaking of lying bitches.
That bitch definitely could breathe underwater.
But speaking of lying bitches, what about Carly finding the baby on the side of the road?
Oh my god. Listen, it was okay when Eddie Murphy bit Richard Pryor's material, but this lady bit fucking Kevin Hart's whole fucking skit. Down to the T. You know what I mean? Like, it bit the whole fucking skit. Like, I do got one comment to say about it, and I try not to be long winded and get on my high horse, but okay. I want y'all to look at like how black men are treated, and here's the reason why I say that. Right, when Jesse or Juicy Smollett went to his thing, Jesse Smollett, right?
Smollett.
We are like. He came out with his story about what happened, and then everybody was just like, you know what, I'm going to give him some time because I know this nigga's lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the community treated him. She comes out with her story. In my opinion, her story is even more far-fetched than his.
No,
and then everybody's like, oh, we got to support the black woman. And to come to find out that bitch is lying. You know what I mean? Like, all because she was a black woman, and you know Jesse Smollett's a black man. They gave her more of a benefit of the doubt, and then her story was even more outrageous, even more fabricated. You know what I mean? Like,
now that Jesse Smollett story was crazy.
It was
crazy.
It was crazy, but like, listen, she said that she saw a baby walking around on the interstate in Alabama. First and foremost. The police should have been like, there was no missing child report. And
nigga, I saw a baby walking down the street at 10 o'clock 2 weeks ago.
But that's in the neighborhood. That's not on no fucking interstate.
Man, the neighborhood this nigga was walking around in, she should not have been walking down the street. Wasn't nobody outside.
But once again, that's the neighborhood. Because in my point is like, when you talk about Alabama, like most of the trap houses and meth labs are far away from the interstate. Mm-hmm. You're not just gonna see a baby walking across the fucking interstate.
That nigga was getting to, he was about to make his drop.
But check this out. You see a baby walk across the interstate, a live interstate during a busy time, and you're the only motherfucker that stopped.
Right. Oh no, I'm not stopping. Man, fuck that. I ain't stopped when I saw that baby walking down the street the other day.
I mean, no, but here's the thing though. This happened at what? They said it was going like 11 o'clock at night. How are you seeing a baby that's walking on the side of the interstate in a perfectly straight line?
Yeah, especially if that motherfucker eyes wasn't glowing. You can see it, you see like deer and shit because they eyes glow, but the baby eyes ain't glowing.
I mean, he might have had on some shoes with the lights on or something. That's one thing I like to tell all parents. It don't matter if they reject shoes or whatever. If you got little kids and they like to play outside, especially, you know, put lights on their shoes. Get the shoes with the lights on them.
That's true.
But because if y'all like a cookout or something, the running, you don't know where they at.
That's true.
You got to look for them lights.
That's true. But like,
yeah, but that bitch was going to cheat on her boyfriend.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say, you sat there and lost everything over a dick appointment.
I mean,
that's what it had to be.
She,
you know, unless you want to tell the truth, she's going to get her ass
whooped. To me, I don't know if it was for over a dick appointment or cheating on the boyfriend. I think it was just because that bitch wanted some kind of attention, man. Like,
no, I'll get to an attention seeking bitch next, but keep going.
But like
segueing right into shit tonight.
That whole you Googling taking two and how old you gotta be to be
Amber Alert.
Come on now. Come on. Like you reaching, man.
So now talking about attention seeking bitches, what about that bitch in California that claimed she won the $1 billion lottery?
And I had her ass running through the street crying and shit.
She was smoking rock. Come on.
Somebody said last week, D.L. Hewley said last week, he says, black women are taking an L this week, and it's true.
Oh, they are.
A bunch of L's.
L
dog.
But she went in the store crying, hugging the person. Thank you so much, so and so. And you know, Indian guys, they don't lie for shit, right? They interviewed the Indian guy. The guy says, "I've never seen her in my life."
But let me tell you. Let me tell you what the first giveaway of knowing that bitch was lying
was. That
it's the fact that she showed her fucking face. If you are a billionaire, no. Every look at the last three people that I remember who won the $1 billion lottery.
So do y'all know the last 4 years, the last 4 years, there's been a $1 billion winner in each lottery. The last 4 years.
Do y'all know what those motherfuckers look like?
No.
Have y'all seen an interview with those motherfuckers?
No. Because
are they motherfuckers putting their face out in the public so they can get goddamn kidnapped? Hell no.
No, but you know, Red has a point.
Absolutely.
Everybody that has won over, I think they said $800 million. Has opted not to be seen, to have their names not in publications and stuff like that.
And I don't care if I win $100,000. I don't want to be seen, bro.
Yeah, but I will tell you, certain states have the law where you have to at least give them your name. But the states where they win those, where they have been won, have not had that law. So the last one,
because in South Carolina, you have to identify yourself.
Yeah. And how long did it take that person to come forward with the ticket, if they came forward at all? Because I don't remember if they came forward at all.
Most of the people always come forward right before the deadline.
Yes, and because you know what? Because typically, if you win that much and you're smart, you get your affairs in order. You get yourself a lawyer. You get yourself
financial advisor.
Lawyer first, because that motherfucker got to sign up and write all those NDAs. You know what I mean? And you get yourself some kind of security before you like, yo, I'm the fucking winner. You know what I mean? But for you, just pull up in your Honda, just to walk into the store by yourself, talk about I'm the winner and dancing and shit? Yeah, you shit. You lucky your ass didn't get snatched the fuck up.
Look at AA. That bunch crazy, no.
For real.
That bitch hit that crack pipe and thought she won the lottery.
She was on, so she was on a crack-induced high.
Word. Had to be.
That was exactly the reason why I knew that bitch was not the winner. And I was like, oh, she showing her. She bold, showing her bitch public.
Listen, do you know how I knew she wasn't a winner?
Look.
When they're asking her, hey, ma'am, can we see the ticket? I gotta go.
Well, I'm showing you my ticket so you can snatch my shit.
For real.
Ma'am, can we see the...
Yeah, that's a good point right there.
Still.
She showed her face. Shit was on camera. If somebody said
that, that ticket ain't signed, shit, it's up for grabs.
Yo, I was this the first thing I do every time I buy a Powerball ticket is sign the back.
I was just thinking about that damn Dave Chappelle. Show us your face. We want to see your face.
Right, hey, listen, I ain't even gonna lie. I might be a millionaire now, man. I ain't checked my damn Powerball tickets for like 2 months. That shit is all sitting in the glove box of my car. I might be a millionaire.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even play them shits, man. Like, do y'all like not religiously, but did y'all like? Well, you just say you got a ticket, but still, every time they got them shits going on?
No, because here's the thing.
I don't never have cash.
Here's the thing. Do research. Powerball never really pays out until it gets to about around 400,000. I'm 400,000 or 400 million. Excuse me. 400 million, 600 million.
Mm-hmm.
So when it restarts again, it starts at like 23 million. I'm like, I'm not playing until it gets to a certain pot.
Yeah, because depending on where you at, you got to pay taxes on that shit, right?
Yeah. And then,
so they give you options. Well, most cases give you options. You get a lump sum every year until the amount is paid, or you can just get the lump sum up front. 90% of the people who win big major lotteries always get the lump sum up front. And then they get the shit out of it. Right?
Once again.
Oh, go ahead.
No, once again, be like Dave Chappelle running through this bitch. I'm rich, bitch!
But here's the thing.
But also,
do you know why lottery winners go broke within the within 3 years of winning the lottery?
Because they never had nothing.
For one, they never had anything. They don't hire any kind of financial advisors. They put no money aside. I have a rule of thumb that anytime I get money, I put 50% of it aside. Like, if I get a VA check, half of that's going in this savings account, so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Like, rule of thumb is always save half, spend 10% on yourself, spend 20% on others.
Why? The other thing, go ahead.
Spend 20% on others.
Yeah, like so let's just say I won Powerball.
That's too,
right?
That's too generous, nigga.
No, hold on. No. Let's say I win Powerball, right? I got people that I'm going to take care of automatically. Everybody on this podcast taken care of. You know what I mean?
But that's the kid, man. I appreciate you and I love you for that, but that's different. That is an anomaly of the amount of money that you get. If we're talking about 20% on like every paycheck.
No, it's not 20% every paycheck. No, it's not. So when you get your sum, whatever you get, because I'm going to take lump if I ever won. So automatically, 50% of that's going and saving somewhere.
That's crazy.
10% is going back to me. Right?
Right.
20% is taking care of family, friends, and, you know, others. And, of course, you know, I got to give some back to the church, and I got to give some back to the community.
The community?
I'm sorry. Amen.
The community.
The community is a church to me.
The community church.
No, the community and the church are two different entities.
Hey,
we've been pimping motherfuckers for a long time. The church been pimping people for a long time.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be real with you. Hey. If I was to ever get back to the church, I'm going right down to New Ashley Baptist. Sorry, I didn't mean to put the church name out there. They're getting $1,000 check.
Yo, Two Gun. Remember the first episode that we ever had barred? We were talking about the church?
Yeah.
I told a story about Mount Moriah, and I guess the powers that be weren't too happy with me talking about religion and took the show off.
Damn.
Right, well, we said they wouldn't help you.
Trash. No, they didn't help me. I'll tell the story again. I don't give a fuck.
Well, hey, but real quick, this is my theory on the lottery. And if motherfuckers don't believe this, then I just really want y'all to see the theory. I think that the lottery is rigged, especially for big money winners. And the only reason why I say that is this. You would never see like a big dollar amount like this one outside of certain states. Typically, if you do the research, and I did the research a long time ago, the big dollar winners are always in like bigger cities or in states that have like a lot of people because they buy the most tickets for one. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of lottery money goes back to some of those states because there's a lot of people when they win the lottery that they're like, I'm moving to California because they want to be around some rich people, or I'm moving to New York City because they want to be there amongst the rich people. You know what I mean? So like, there's very seldom or they'll move to Texas. Excuse me. You can get a lot for the money if you want to deal with Texas, right? So a lot of those lotteries that I think are calculated to be won in those areas, because the last two $1 billion winners, California, LA area, because the money's going to go back to that area anyway.
But also,
motherfuckers, you know what I mean?
But also, when's the last time that you seen a blue collar worker win the lottery? You don't see Juan the Gardener, you know, winning Powerball. Nah.
You don't see those broke people winning it. Like, you'll see, like, somebody who, like, the last person that won it owned a dispensary, a very popular dispensary in California. I don't know who won it in South Carolina. But, like, also.
The one that won in South Carolina was a real estate mogul.
A real estate mogul, right? So they're giving money back
to. Real estate mogul out of Rock Hill.
Yeah.
So that nigga probably bought 1,000 tickets.
Yeah, so that's one thing. It's like all those people are buying a whole bunch of tickets.
An influx of tickets.
Influx of tickets, for one. And then for two, like, they know what these people are going to spend it on. They're going to spend it on houses, cars, and all those other bullshit. Or they know what they're going to invest it in. Like, so I think it's always strategic that they try to find a way to make the winner invested back in the area that they're in, right? Because all that money gets taxed. Yeah, New York's going to get the taxes if I win in New York, but if I decide that I want to take this lump sum and move to California, like the Beverly Hillbillies or some shit, then New York State's not going to see the rest of the money. You know what I mean?
Or you can move to Florida where it's tax-free.
You move to Florida where it's tax-free, but the laws are fucking shitty down
there. And they don't like black people.
But you know what's funny, though?
But black people don't win the lottery.
I was about to say, you know what's funny though? If you look at the last several major lottery winners for the last past 5 years, there hasn't been one African American winner.
Because they be winning the pick three and the pick four.
You're right. Yeah, but like the major lottery winners, you typically do not see black folks win it because they know for a fact that, like, here's my theory. I feel like when the lottery number is picked from a winner, that they run the cameras back to see who bought the ticket. And they also look at the location where the ticket is. So I automatically think that certain areas, a certain gas station, whatever, they may sell lottery, but I automatically think that they're on a no-win list. That's just my thought process. And then also, it's getting even easier for them to filter out who wins because now they got these machines or you can play through an app and all that shit has your information. When you run that credit card in that machine or you run your credit card through that app, they already
imagine. Man, you can do that shit on your phone now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, on your phone. They know who the fuck I am.
They only use entities that use real money like Cash App or Apple Pay.
Yeah. You know why? Because that shit's tied to an account. And once they start doing research on an account, they're gonna know that this is not the criteria of who we want to have all the fucking money.
Tyrone sent money to 8-Ball for what? Oh no.
Oh no. No. We're not using this taxpayer and this lottery money for this shit.
Not doing this.
There's too many Chrysler 300s on the road right now. No, I'm sorry, fellas. I'm just joking.
Wow.
That was a
You know what? Okay. All right. All right, keep it joking. Keep on.
But you know what?
Okay.
You know what?
What's up?
Across the 300 ain't no Bentley and apartment ain't no house, nigga.
Lord have mercy on my soul. You know what? You motherfucker. All right.
I didn't say it. Pimp C said it.
You keep saying it. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, man, you understand. I had three crushes. Man. I had three crushes 300 in my life, okay?
These niggas are just going to default on the loan, so let's not even waste the time. We don't need any more rap albums. There's enough.
Could you imagine if a black person won the lottery? You know how many record labels will upstart?
There's too many record labels. Mm-mm, no.
I don't know.
I just always feel like that the lottery is rigged in some way. But you play just because you. There's always you don't play because you think you're gonna win. You always play based off of that hope that you could possibly win. You know what I mean?
You play to win the game. That's why you play so you can win.
And one thing that always got me is the saying: all winners have one thing in common: they bought a ticket.
That's true.
That's what I tell you. Them pick three and pick four motherfuckers be winning.
Oh, they all day.
Man, them old people gonna come back with $800,000, $10,000.
I won pick three one time. You know how much I won? $2,000.
See,
I don't even be playing that.
And you know what I did with that 2,000?
What?
I went to Vegas with it.
Listen, I remember the first ever time, which was kind of weird, too, because I think I was like, I forgot where I was, but I remember the first ever time I ever played lottery. I bought a scratch off and I won $5 the first time I ever played lottery. And ever since then, like, I just play sporadically. And I just kind of veered away from scratch offs until recently I found out that somebody I knew won like $100,000 off of scratch off.
Goddamn.
That'd be the $10 scratch offs, though.
I will say one thing, though. I was playing scratch offs in New York. Red, how much I spent? Like $10?
Yeah.
I spent $10 and I went home with almost like $400.
Scratch offs are. I just can't fucking get down with scratch offs, man. Because, like, I remember one time I was in a damn gas station. This guy was like, yo, can I get that scratch off? Number 25. And he was like, yeah. What ticket number pool is it? Like, apparently there's a science to it or some shit. I don't know what the fucking science is.
This is the science. Look on the back of the ticket, okay? It's going to tell you your odds and probabilities. Go online and see if the major prize has been won. You can go online and see what prizes are still out there, what prizes are still available. Like, it'll say there's still 3,000 $5 winners. There's still XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. So the thing about it is there's some people who do this to a science where they could tell, okay, if I buy XYZ of these tickets, I'm at least going to win something or break even.
Yeah, like this motherfucker knew how many tickets came into in one natural roll, and he was like, how many tickets did you sell of that one? And then the lady was like, maybe like 10, 15, because I guess there's a number on the back that shows you how many tickets of that roll you sold.
No, there's a number on the bottom of the ticket. So
yeah,
like,
and he was like, yo, he's like, well, give me three of those or something. I don't fucking know how he did it, but I was like, man, this motherfucker too serious.
No, but there are some people who will, like, here, they'll be like, okay, I want to buy XYZ of number 28, but I want three tickets, but give me every other one. And I'm like, nigga, just buy the tickets and leave.
Yeah, it was some
shit
getting
like my damn nerve. I just want a pack of cigarettes. These motherfuckers, let me get 2, 12, 37, and 52.
That's niggas, right. The only thing I remember and loved about the lottery is when South Carolina didn't do Powerball and we had to drive to Florida to get them tickets.
Either Florida Jordan. Or Georgia.
Here like, in Florida, South Carolina, Georgia. I say here in Georgia, we love David Beasley.
Oh, shit.
Millennials were spending a lot of money in Georgia going across to Augusta and Savannah just to play the lottery.
Right. I'm gonna tell you like this. I rarely play games of chance, but when I do, I'm pretty successful at it. Like, for instance, anybody who's ever went to Vegas with me.
Lord, that damn, you know what? I ain't even gonna say it because I was sitting, I'm telling you, I was sitting at that damn what's the shit? Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory. That slot machine, or what you want to call it anyway. I'm just sitting there by myself now, losing like a motherfucker. Hiccup Daniel. Hey, what's going on, Mikey? How you doing? I said, man, I'm just losing at this shit. Daniel hits the button one time. Bow, $40. I said, get out of my face. I said, you got to be shitting me, man.
Damn, I'm not lighting them pies.
I'll hit the button for you. You win. I walk off.
Shit, and Mark, too?
Mark, yeah, I ain't going to lie. I was up like 700 when I left or some shit. Like, it was pretty close. I was up anywhere from $500 to $700 when I left. I thought I felt comfortable changing my flight on the way home. They was like, well, you know, the change fee, the change of flight, Mr. Laurie. And I was like, you know what? Do it.
Hey, do hey, it. Two gun. Hey, I was up until I hit that goddamn craps table.
See, that's where you fuck up at.
Yep, you know, that's exactly where I fucked up at.
You know what fucked us up in Vegas, though?
What up?
Remember when that white dude in the Suns came? I forget who was playing. I forget who was playing, but when that white dude came, all that money that was gained up dwindled down.
Yeah. I think it was Ray and
Diggle, yeah, it was me and Ray. And I'm a believer of, like, we talking about aliens and we talking about like karma and energy. I'm a believer of karma and like bad energy. You know what I mean? So these motherfuckers might have been aliens because they brought some bad energy over. Jeez. But I just remember somebody turned around and told the motherfucker, yo, you got, oh, it was Rich. I think Rich was there, right?
Yeah, Rich was there.
Yeah. It was Rich. Rich turned around and told the motherfucker, yeah, y'all gotta leave because we started losing.
The guy was so nice.
He was like, yeah, I just want to buy y'all a drink. He said, like, nah, motherfucker, y'all get the fuck up out of here.
No, you got to go, bro. You got to go.
The thing about Rich is Rich doesn't sugarcoat nothing.
Nope.
Rich is just an A-bo because his favorite word is an A-bo.
My dude, shout out to Rich. Shout out to Rich, bro.
A-bo, my dudes were winning before you got here. Ever since you've been hanging around us, they've been fucking up.
I just remember saying, thanks for the drinks, but y'all gotta go.
The man acted like he was doing us a favor. The drinks in Vegas are free.
For real. I mean, get out of here.
Just as long as you're playing.
Oh, monkey ass. Hey, can we? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask another question in this. No, far, like switching gears and shit.
Go ahead, segue into something else.
Y'all might not be too in tune to it, but what y'all think about these running backs not getting paid?
Simple.
Listen, I want to say it like this because we talk about getting paid. We just talked about the lottery reaching up to a billion. We talk about running backs. They need to switch sports to motherfucking soccer because that one nigga got $1 billion contract.
A billion.
Saudi Arabia.
So holy hell.
Nigga, if you was a running back right now, I would go. Listen, I would not go to any kind of mini camp, training camp. I would take my ass right to a soccer field and start playing with the white and black ball. Pause.
They probably have to lose mad weight, though.
Yeah, they do.
They probably have to lose like 60 pounds because soccer, right. That's a different type of endurance.
It is a different type of endurance. Before a billion dollar contract, I'm on the goddamn field. You know what I mean? For real. I'm on the field for $1 billion.
I'm going to tell you like this. I played at the Fatherhood Charity Soccer thing. Nick. Mm-hmm. After about 5 minutes, I'm like, y'all put somebody else on the field. Because the thing about it is soccer is non-stop.
It is.
Like, the endurance you have to have is non-fucking-stop. You can't sit there and stand around.
But, you know, if you really know how to play soccer, they have sections to where, like, they don't really run the whole field. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know they don't.
But it's that back and forth shit.
Like they said,
it's like a bunch of suicide drills all day long.
Yeah, but they had me playing forward, and I'm like, where do I go? They said, from here to here is your area. And nigga, when I say the ball constantly stayed in that area, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm going to get a heart attack before I even get out this game.
So y'all was like, y'all niggas doing this shit on purpose, man. I'm gone.
It seemed like it. I didn't realize how out of shape I was until I tried to play soccer.
Last time I played soccer, I did all right. But then at some point, I was like, nigga, just put me on the goal, man. Let me goalie.
Yeah, I'll be straight.
I ain't doing all that goddamn running. They're like, Mark, you're leading on the pole. You got to stop that. Nah, nigga. if my water bottle is on this side of the nigga. But to get back to your point, Mike, you're talking about the running backs getting paid. The issue with that is it's the fact that it all comes down to injury, right? Every single major running back that's talking about I want a paycheck has also had a major injury where they missed a significant amount of time. You probably get the most your body gets battered the most at the running back position that you don't want to run the risk of putting big dollars into that player because you're going to lose your investment off of injuries. I say the way you fix this is you still pay the running back. But you put the incentives in their contract that's based off of injury. And the reason why I say that is probably one of the best players in the league, and I'm just this is just one of my, by my opinion, one of the best, most exciting players in the league to me is Christian McCaffrey. Amazing running back. But he spent half of his career on the bench because he can't stay healthy. And that's the issue with running backs. That's why nobody wants to pay them.
And then you don't play that many games of football, like the season 8, but 17 games.
16, 17 games.
I'm going to tell you this. Justin Herbert got hurt one year, and he still got paid lots of amount of money.
Quarterbacks will always be different.
230-something? I don't know what the hell it was. And they was going through a damn contract dispute with damn Austin Eckler. Eckler is like one of your main motherfucking goddamn key offensive players.
But
like, come on, also, bro.
But also, do you realize that football has become more run and gun?
Yes.
From the quarterback to the receiver, from the quarterback to the tight end. Sometimes all your running back is a certified blocker.
Listen, back in
coming out of college, look back in the day.
The game has evolved since back in the day. Back in the day, we had the Berries, we had the Emmitt Smiths. You know what I mean? And those motherfuckers didn't get paid. But now the game has evolved to where everything, a lot more kind of goes on to the quarterback. You gotta pay a quarterback because we've seen, and no matter, I love you, Ray. I know you listen to the show and you've been on the show, but I don't care what he says, what Ray says, but you cannot just get to the Super Bowl with any quarterback. If you do, you won't win. Right, and I know he puts that Jared Goff in there, and like Jared Goff led them to the Super Bowl. You can't win the Super Bowl with just any quarterback. You need a franchise quarterback in order to get to the Super Bowl, because those Super Bowls wasn't won by those quarterbacks; they were won by the defense. If we're just being real, so you pay the quarterback. That's why they got.
We was having that conversation with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. That motherfucker. I'm not gonna go there because he's a listener to the show. But like with running backs, like they get too hurt too often, and there's too many liabilities that you're not gonna pay them big dollars. You know what I mean?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Damn, that's fucked up, man.
No, I'm not trying to say the show is boring and everything. Like I said, I've just had a long week.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not a pause moment.
By the way, my stuff got here, y'all. They finally delivered my furniture and all that good shit.
Hey.
Okay, it moved in. All right, clap for them.
Packing up and shit, man. I thought that they said it was. I called them earlier this morning. Dude said, "Hey, the schedule for the 7th." I said, "Excuse me, the 7th of what? You shit."
Oh, y'all want to hear how fucked up car dealerships are?
What's up?
So, for those who know, I right when I got back from New York. My car was having problems, and it was a transmission issue.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to the dealership and just said, hey, look, you know, I have a car that I got from this dealership, so on and so on. They're like, oh, your powertrain's not covered. What we can do is we can show you some new cars, this, that, and the third.
Oh, Lord.
So at first, I was like, all right, yeah, let me go ahead and do that. So I went to service and I asked them, hey, my transmission went out. I got the car literally 2 years ago today. And they're just like, oh, well, yeah, they're trying to play me at first. They're like, so it's 100,000 miles or 5 years, whichever one comes first. Two gun, how often do I drive?
Not enough.
Listen, when I got the car, I had it at 40,000 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I only have 50,000 miles on my car. I don't drive anywhere. So they're just like, all right, well, we're going to take your car. The part's coming in on XYZ date. You know, you'll get your car back on the 17th. Cool. So I turned it in on the 4th. I mean, not the 4th, but the 1st. Turned it in on the 1st. And, like, roll around. They said, all right, well, your car should be fixed by the 7th, not the 17th now. Cool. Came in there on the 7th. The part still hasn't came. Whatever.
Wow.
Came back on the 17th. Part still hasn't came. Anytime I got information on my car, what's going on with it and everything, I had to call the dealership. So I did what dealerships hate the most. I changed my 5-star review 2 years ago to a 1-star review, and I told the truth under the review.
Oof.
So I was just like, yo, these people only care about you when you're buying a car, blah, 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 right?
They ain't never giving your car back.
Hold on. Hold on. The story gets better. So I go in there, and I act a fool in the dealership. On a Saturday, mind you. Anybody who's been to a car dealership knows that Saturday is their prime day. That's days when people got off, so on, so on. So I'm yelling, and I'm like, yo, y'all have had my car for XYZ amount of time, so on, so on. And one guy was like, hey, they had my car for 3 months.
Damn.
And people walking out of there, so the manager's trying to play damage control. Hey, buddy, come here, come here, come here, come here. He says, I can't do nothing today, but come back and see me on Monday. Said, all right, fine, fuck it. So I came back on Monday. He gave me a loaner car after they had, quote unquote, no fleet vehicles, right? I got a call on Tuesday because. So when he gave me the loaner car on Monday, he says, your transmission should be in on Wednesday. So we'll fix your car. You should have your car by Saturday. Cool. Do you know they fixed my transmission on Tuesday and I picked up my car today?
What?
All you had to do was go in there acting ass and get results.
But here's the thing. Do you know what they said when I got my car back?
What?
Mm. You think you could change that review back to a 5-star review?
How do they know you left a bad review?
Oh, because anytime that you change a review, it comes to their service department. I mean, not service department,
you can see
internet
it.
Department. So it comes to the internet department. And I told the truth on the review. I said they only care about you when you're buying a car. After you get your car, you're on your own. They're going to lie and say that your powertrain ain't in when you blah, blah, blah. And like I said, everything that I went through was
detailed. Then they got your name on there too, right?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has your name on there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My homeboy works at a car dealership. And that's where I buy my car dude. And like those reviews, they matter because like most retailers, they have like a different system for reviews, but that's like a third party, but like a lot of those reviews are what they feel like the customer sees first, especially if it's like something Yelp or some bullshit like auto review on their site.
On Google reviews.
Yeah, whatever they do it with, but they get graded on those reviews, right? Mm-hmm. And there's like a scorecard that they have for those different type of reviews. So if you go in there acting ass.
Yeah, I got more results going inside stating my piece.
Absolutely.
I got more help by telling people, yo, man, if you get a car here, such and such, 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 such. And they looked at me and go, word? I said, man, you better off going down to Hendrick over here, you know, Savannah Highway. And they up and left.
Shout out to Hendrick. Hendrick! I used to get discounts there. I know somebody who used to work there.
Word, so
I don't fuck with him no more.
But I think this is a good focal point to end the show because I gotta take a shit.
Ooh, wow.
Being honest, man. I ain't even gonna fix that in editing either. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Red. That's Yoga. And we are collectively known as the Troublemakers. Somebody's inside their car.
My bad.
There you go.
My bad.
You good. So I guess we will do, you know what? I'll do my closing statements first. How about that?
Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for my correspondence. Thank y'all for a good show. Y'all didn't ask no questions tonight. I don't even know why I'm thanking y'all, but thank you for listening. If you know anybody going through a hard time or a bad time, it only takes 3 seconds to text them or call them and ask them if they're good. Those 3 seconds can go a long way. Other than that, I'm going to pass it off to somebody else.
Red.
Hey, yo. Yeah, thank y'all for the listening. It's always good to just have a show that's a little off the norm from the questions, and we can just talk shit for a little while. Shout out to Mikey for getting his furniture.
Hey.
For real, I had a package come in today too, Paul's. It was some soccer shoes for my soccer shoes for my 2-year-old. But we trying to get that Billy. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
Listen, I'm trying to get that Billy.
I had some shoes come in. I've had 4 pair of shoes come in this week, so I'm good.
Look at that. Look at Digga. Are they soccer shoes?
No, they're not soccer shoes.
All right, then you ain't doing it right. You gotta work your way to the bill. there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. Now that we know that half of it is aliens, because it was confirmed. y'all still watch out for yourself. There's a lot of crazy shit going on out there. Try to look out for one another. Like Digga said, if you have somebody who's going to do something. Other than that, God don't make no mistakes. Go out there and buy some lottery tickets. But just know, if you're black and you live in certain states, you will not win.
That's facts. Mikey.
Shit. All right. Hey, yeah, man. Appreciate y'all having me on the show tonight. Appreciate everybody out there listening. I hope we made you laugh, got you some more information or some more shit to talk about at work. All right. Like Mark said, I got my shit in the day and got the living room set up, and I just got to do the damn bedroom. Lord have mercy, so many boxes of papers and shit. Anyway, God don't make no mistakes. Call your mama.
Call your mom. That's always important. Gunner, close us out with the anchor.
You know, thanks to all the listeners.
Yep.
If you go to Florida, be careful. They say the sharks is eating cocaine out there.
I saw that shit.
Yeah. The sharks eating cocaine and the water temperature is too high, so just stay out the water in Florida.
Ooh.
Okay. And contrary to popular belief, black people did not benefit from slavery. If you live in Florida.
Florida is wild right now.
Yeah,
Florida is fucking wild.
Yeah, DeSantis said that.
Holy shit.
Goddamn slave. What the fuck?
we got anything else?
Nope.
Special shout out to Tip Two Kicks. Hopefully we can get a
sponsor. Shout out to who?
Two Kicks. Shoe website.
All right.
I'm with it. Good night.
Peace. All right, Ollie.